from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Real quick, just a side note real quick, Germany giving France that work right now.
Man, I got it.
53-33 with 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. 33 points for France. Yikes.
Oh, they got it up there now. They switched it. It's on.
There we go.
It's on.
Yeah, Germany going to work. Germany, I don't think we've really talked about Germany. They did win the World Cup.
Appreciate you, Kyle. Sort of, but.
They did win the World Cup. They got about 4 or 5 NBA players there. If they came across, and then in the little exhibition series, they had a close game with USA. I wonder if people. Look at Germany. I know people always talk about Canada and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Germany might be the one that gives the USA the most problems.
Yeah, I mean, it could be neither USA team looks particularly smooth.
Mm.
I don't know if that's the right word.
That's right.
Maybe yeah. And
well, I the women's way more than the men's. The men have looked fine. I think in Olympic play, in
sure.
Exhibition
I thought they looked
play,
good against Serbia. I don't think they looked particularly great the other day. Maybe that's a credit, as you say, to the opponent. Mm. South Sudan was obviously very up for that game, given the way that the game went. The time before. Mm. I didn't think that game was nearly as smooth as the Serbia one, and that's just on games, off games. It just felt like a lot of the guys were off in that one.
Mm.
Yeah. It's contagious. I don't know.
They kind of let them. I shouldn't say let them, but the South Sudan hung around in that game more than you would have thought of at the start of the game. But I feel like that game just kind of it felt like it waffled just around 12 to 13 points.
The South Sudan game. Yeah. Okay.
But the women definitely don't look sharp.
Well, the women.
They got a lot of, and I expect it to happen, but they have a lot more room for improvement.
That game the other day was yesterday was just so physical.
Mm.
Once our friend was done texting about wrestling.
Well, did we get any more?
No. So we got asked yesterday by our friend in Paris. The first text after that game was, is New Day still the best tag team? Mm. And I said, well, they're not really together anymore, but they're definitely one of the best ever. I said, are you on the bus with wrestlers again? So in 08, man, what is this brother's name? He became a UFC. He wasn't a wrestler. I think he was a boxer. Is it Henry Cejudo?
That sounds familiar.
And Henry Cejudo. He became an MMA guy.
That's where I know him from.
So he was on the bus with them after one of the games coming to the Intercontinental Hotel, and he loved wrestling. So they were all talking about wrestling. So that's why I said, who were you on the bus with that you guys are talking about wrestling? And she was like, no, we're by ourselves on the bus. I just like their song. Then she says, we won again. I said, okay. I was hoping Asia and Sabrina were arguing about the greatest tag team of all time. And I said, great win, but that looked tough, looked really physical. And she hit back in all caps, so physical, exclamation mark. So
that's an adjustment period. And then, like we talked about yesterday, too, and I'll put myself in this. Maybe I underestimated the rest of the world's women's basketball. Just because I hadn't seen them. I still think USA isn't going to lose a game. They're going to win a gold medal. But just I thought every game might be like the 92 Dream Team, like 70-point win, all this other stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't look like it's going
to
be that.
I'm not trying to diminish the other women in the division. I don't think some of the American women were ready for the physicality of international play.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think this is Asia's first run. I think it's Sabrina. I know they've done tournaments. I'm talking about like Olympics. Right. I think this is their first run. I think it's Sabrina's first run. I think there's a lot of, you know, first run players there for the Olympics. And it's different. And I know Mike was telling them, this is Mike Tebow. This is what you've got to deal with. Mike's been on these staffs before.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl's been on these staffs. This is what you have to deal with. Kara's played in those games.
Right.
And I honestly think they're adjusting, because in the first half, if you go back and you look at that game the other day, in the first half, they looked to the officials a lot. In the second half, they just got clobbered and kept going.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
That's what you got to do, for sure.
That's it. But I don't know, man. There might be a couple of teams out there that are challenging. Bad boy, man.
I still think France is pretty good. France probably need a guard or something like that, but I think they're pretty good. Pool play ends
we watched
on
Germany.
Sunday, I think, huh?
Because that'd be three.
Yeah, the last USA game is Saturday, so I'm assuming it ends on Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah. Steve Kerr said,
He say? LeBron's not playing in the next game.
Stop it! Leave Steve Kerr alone. He said, I think it was kind of a reminder of how this works.
Mm.
He told he kind of in a roundabout way told Puerto Rico, like, yeah, we need to get the one seed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Which basically means we have to beat your ass. Like, we have to go out there and beat you by as many points as we could beat you by. I think some people have been. Jill retweeted something yesterday that made me laugh. Not everybody understands that point differential matter.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he was just a guy. I don't even know how Jill found this tweet. Oh, low class by Sabrina Ionescu shushing the crowd after hitting a three, being up 14. It's like, yeah, buddy, they need to. Mm-hmm. Win by a lot. And mm-hmm. I think that's what Steve Kerr was saying is, you know, we got to win, but our goal is to win by a lot because mm-hmm. we need to be the number one seed. And
I wonder, the thing about that, though, and he's right, that's what you got to do. I don't know if they're in danger of that. Like, I don't, because they beat up Serbia. They end up winning by, I think, 20 to South Sudan. The other teams that are in competition, Canada just had a close game. I think Germany.
They haven't, have they?
I don't remember what happened the first game. They're up
25 or something. So we watched the first
game. Right,
didn't we? I feel like we watched
the first game. We were here. We were watching it. They played.
But they've actually played another one. I don't know what the second one looked like.
But like,
they're 2-0.
I feel like, depending on what happens in this game, I feel like the USA could get away with a 17-point win.
Yeah, maybe.
Because they're like, they're probably like plus.
We'll probably get a
plus 50 right now, I would think.
We'll probably get an update. I think the one that matters the most is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably get an update on what Germany is.
Because there's
in terms
three
of
pools,
plus.
Right? I think there's three pools. So it would be Germany, Canada, USA who would be the
one.
Yeah,
ones. This is Group B. Yeah.
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 So you're right. I mean, Germany would be the one you got to worry about. Oh, Germany played Japan, I think, in the first game. And probably beat them by about.
Well, what about the second, though? I remember
second,
the first.
Second game,
I don't remember the second.
I don't necessarily remember it either. Yeah.
I didn't get to see Giannis this morning. I got the
poor
alert
Giannis
when that one ended.
Fighting for his life. Doesn't look like it's going to happen for him in
yeah,
Greece.
Yeah, it's not. That was their first win.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis is like, I could have stayed home for this. Well, no, he's not. He was obviously really emotional when they qualified for the Olympics. So, you know, it's tough when you're a player the caliber of Giannis Antetokounmpo, and you kind of have to take happy to be here mentality. Mm-hmm. Giannis is a competitor. He doesn't want to lose, but I feel like he's elated to be in the Olympics.
Yeah, for sure.
For his country.
Absolutely.
But yeah, you might be onto something with this German team, man. This, Franz Wagner, your boy. he's getting bucks. Dennis Schroeder's had a nice tournament.
Dennis Schroeder is like KD in the Olympics. Germany, he plays great.
I'm kind of a Dennis Schroeder fan, and I hate that he's most famous for that contract flub.
Mm. Yeah. He plays great.
I'm a fan of his game and a fan of his fashion. Yeah. He's got strong style.
And remember when he did mess up that contract, he did come back and take a picture on Instagram in front of his Rolls Royce. So
was that the one he captioned? Go ahead, get your jokes off.
I think so. Yeah. Don't cry for him, Argentina. Yeah. All right. Real quick, I'll save it. I'll do it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I forgot this was short because we were talking with Kyle for a little bit. Okay, hold that thought.
I got a question though. The questions that you didn't get to yesterday with Matt, do they still apply right now? Because I wanted to know because we were talking about failures and all this other stuff for the Kings. Do they still apply? Because I was interested in what you had to say.
Yeah, I mean, no, they were in the flow of the conversation, but we could always... It's Kings basketball. We could always talk Kings basketball. Yeah. Has some NBA basketball to talk about as well, some football stuff. We're happy that you're here with us on this.
Good thing we have the ninth best point guard in the game.
You know, let's talk about it. Don't forget what you were just going to say either. Mm. We'll come back. We'll get back on track. Stealing with KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Was the thing you were going to say before the break, the Snoop thing that we were talking about?
Yeah, I didn't want to derail it. Yeah,
it's fine. I love that Snoop is kind of a de facto star of the Olympics right now. That's just...
Him and Flavor Flav. You see Flav out there?
I didn't see Flav.
I think he's rocking with the women's water polo team.
Okay.
And something happened. I don't know who. Maybe she played for Waterpolo. I don't know. But this young lady that plays for, I don't know the sport, but Team USA, she had tweeted out like, you know, I'm here at the Olympics and I don't know how I'm going to cover my rent while the football team, I guess she's still in college, gets whatever they get or whatever the case may be. And they haven't even won anything. She was like, I'm out here trying to get gold and mm-hmm. football team that hasn't won is just fine, you know, money wise and stuff like that. And Flav responded to her, said, hey, man, DM me your information. I'll take care of your rent so you can focus on getting this gold. He's like, let's go. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So that was that had been circulating a little bit from Flav. So.
Flav was at the Jodeci show I went to in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We were standing there. By this time, Jodeci was performing, and we were like the stage, we were kind of just a smidge bit off to the side so you could see like, you know, to the side of the stage, and I'm looking, I'm like, that's Flavor Flav. And I can't, and I look, and I took the phone out and zoomed in. I was like, the Flavor Flav is standing right there. And they eventually brought him out. But
how massive of a star is he?
I wouldn't say massive.
Yeah. No, because he's like still Flavor. Around, I feel like.
Yeah, the thing with Flavor
was pretty big.
Yeah, that was the thing with Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah. Well, that was the spinoff. Flavor of Love was his bachelorette type of.
So I feel show. Like that little thing with Bridget, that era mm-hmm. gave him like a second life.
Mm-hmm.
It turned him from a rapper into like a pop culture person.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But he's not on the level of Snoop. Like I wouldn't rank him very high.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I was reading it. I didn't finish it. It was I don't remember if it was Variety or Hollywood Reporter, but they did a cover story on 50, mm-hmm. and the article was really, really good. It was just long, mm-hmm. and I just was like, I'm gonna finish this later. But they asked him, so apparently on his way, because they do a photo shoot with it, he stopped to pull $3.5 million out of the bank, and they were like, they were like, why did you do that? Do you just walk around with $3.5 million? He was like, no, I wanted to replicate the photo shoot that Muhammad Ali did back in whatever year it was mm-hmm. when he had like $1.5 million with him or something like that. And that's what it was. The pictures came out amazing.
Yeah.
It's funny. You think of $3.5 million and you think of this. Oh, there must have been money everywhere. Yeah. No, like it wasn't. But it was like stacked in a way. So it was stacked in a way. It looked really dope. Like the pictures came out amazing. It was a good look on 50's part.
That's crazy.
But it was a really good article. We're talking about massive hip hop artists that are stars. Yeah. 50's up there.
Absolutely.
50's really high.
Absolutely.
Up there.
He was. He still is to this day. You know, this massive star. But the phenomenon that was 50 Cent for about 3-4 years was
which
crazy.
I think not yet. Especially now after what he did last year, you're going to be able to ask the question, do you know why 50 Cent is famous?
Yeah.
Because he's got his hands in so many other, you know, very lucrative projects mm-hmm. that he's just going to be a figure around hip hop.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
50 ranks significantly higher on the hip hop celebrity list than De'Aaron Fox ranks on the best point guards in the league list.
Come on, man.
Now, these are projections for the 24-25 season. Mm-hmm. This was a Hoops Hype production.
Those are our people, too. I like Hoops Hype.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. And I'm, I was going to say, well, let's find fault in it. Well, it's easy. So they have De'Aaron at 9. That's where De'Aaron is. Luka is 1. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is 2.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Brunson is 3. Tyrese Haliburton is 4.
Fault. You said fine fault.
Steph is 5. Tyrese Maxey is number 6. Ja Morant is number 7. And Dame is number 8.
Mm.
De'Aaron Fox is number 9. I think Trey is 10. I think Trey is 10.
Sounds about right though.
So Tyrese is the problem.
Tyrese is the problem. I could also say Tyrese Maxey.
I was going to say,
well.
I was going to ask you, are both Tyrese is a problem?
And it's, I mean, it's no shade at either one of them, to be honest with you, but.
They would both be top 10 in my list. I wouldn't move Trey.
They wouldn't be moved out of the top 10.
I wouldn't move Trey above either one of them.
I'd move Fox ahead of both Tyrese's and Ja. De'Aaron Fox.
So you would go, it would be just, would you have Luka at one?
Yeah, if you wanted to name him a point guard. You know, that's
sure.
kind of yep. sketchy. But if, for the yep. sake of the argument, if we're classifying him as a point guard, then yeah, there's no problem with him being one.
I'm asking a question not for the purpose of like a hot take. Mm-hmm. I'm asking a question for the purpose of a discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Is it too early to be this high on Jalen Brunson?
That's a fair question. That's a fair question. It's a fair question, but I would say he did so much in that postseason. So it's fair to have him.
I'm glad you said it that way, because I feel like Jalen. And if that's what we're doing, okay. Players get elevated in the postseason. We've talked about that. You know, the desperation to get De'Aaron Fox to the postseason because we believe he'll be elevated if he is. And, I mean, we look at the way he performed. Apparently no one gives a crap. But look at the way he performed in the playoffs. It was phenomenal. No one cares that Tyrese struggled?
No, apparently not. Apparently not. I mean,
I guess just the fact that his team advanced was enough. And he had moments. Like, it's not like Tyrese went to the postseason and was crap. He absolutely was not. But when push came to stuff, like he struggled at times in the playoffs. And if you're going to elevate Jalen for what he did in the playoffs, how are you not going to look at Tyrese a little sideways for what he did in the playoffs?
I'm with you. I'm with you. I agree.
Especially with Maxey being the guy right after him and the way that he played.
Yeah. The other thing about that is
I feel like it comes across like we're hating on Tyrese. It's not that.
He's a top 10 point guard.
I
think you agree too. I just don't think he's better than De'Aaron Fox.
I just feel like they love this dude. Like
they shoot him a lot of bail.
Instead of getting to know him, like Jazz did with you, they just fell in love. They're like, hey, I love this guy. Yeah. And they want to marry him now and make him their guy. Where it's like, nah, like get to know each other.
They shoot him a lot of bail. They shoot him a lot of bail, man.
Sorry.
No, I was going to go ahead and say what you were going to say.
Dame getting stalled out a little bit. Let me phrase that more respectfully, because I don't think that came across the way I wanted to. Is Dame Lillard still a top 10 point guard in the league?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he is. I mean, I think.
I can think of one particular game where he was.
That's right. I think Dame is, you know, and I'm not going to go against anybody because don't want it to be hate, but yeah, he's still top 10. That's all I'll say. Oh, wait, this is D'Lon Casey. We talking, he better than Tyrese. So yes, he should be.
I think Ja's better than Tyrese.
I think he is too. I think like if we're being fair and like just not hating, not doing anything crazy, Tyrese is the bottom part of the top
probably.
10.
That's what I thought,
and
too.
And there's no shame in that. That he may not be there at the end of next year. You know, he may elevate. But today, I think he's like 8, 9, 10.
And again, to frame the you want to tell the whole story with this article, it's projections for the 24-25 season. This is what they believe.
This is who they believe the
top point guards in the league will be in this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that's based off of what they did last year, right? Mm-hmm. All right. Luka went to the finals. SGA was the number one seed. Jalen had a phenomenal postseason. Tyrese probably got a lot further than people expected. I think the Pacers are going to be really good. You still got Steph there.
Mm-hmm.
That feels respect, though. Steph is still Steph at this point until further notice.
Yep.
Then you got Tyrese Maxey. You got Tyrese Maxey. Ja Morant, Dame Lillard. Ja, this doesn't line up with what other people think, because they've got Memphis back. They got Ja being the reason why. Feels like to me, at minimum, you probably have him at four.
And I think that
is nitpicking, but
I think that would be fair. I think that'd be fair.
I'd put Ja above Tyrese, and Steph. I'd keep Steph slotted right there at five, because that feels respectful.
So,
I don't think it's too low, and I don't think it's too high.
So what's your you got? Luka, SGA, who's three?
It's Jalen. And I guess I'll leave Jalen there. I like Jalen. He was so cold in the postseason. Yeah. I'll leave Jalen there. And then I think I would put Ja at four.
Steph.
I'll keep Steph at five. And then I honestly think I'd put.
You know what I would
think
do?
I'd put De'Aaron at six. If I didn't put De'Aaron at six, I'd put Dame at six and De'Aaron at seven. And the Tyrese's would go after. And it would be Maxi first.
You know what I would do? I'd probably move. I'd move Steph to four.
Okay.
I'd probably put Dame at five.
Wow.
De'Aaron at six. Ja. Maxi. I might even put Maxi ahead of Ja, but just for that argument, I'll put Ja, Maxi, Halliburton, Trey, I guess, is 10.
Yeah, Trey's 10. Okay. Oh, you got to put Dame all the way up at five, huh?
Yeah, Dame, we all believe that Dame had a down year last year. He wasn't the same or whatever
it
may be. He's 24.3, 7 assists,
this is the,
4.5 rebounds.
This is the college football playoff committee. I have listened to my counterpart, and I'm with him. I think I want to move Steph to 4, too.
Yeah.
I want Ja at five and not Dame.
To be honest with you, I kind of want to put Steph at three and say he's better than Jalen Brunson right now.
You got something?
I'm curious to see what Dame looks like next season, too, because off the court, it seems like it was a rough year for him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't just fitting with the Bucks, but it seemed like his off the court stuff. He had a rough year, it felt like.
I kind of feel bad for Dame, to be honest.
Yeah.
I know. I think he wanted something. He envisioned something. Obviously, he went through a ton of, like Jesse was saying, he went through a ton of other stuff that doesn't have to do with basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that's tough, because you know, Dame's looking at, he sees what New York did.
Mm-hmm.
He sees what Boston is. He saw what Philadelphia did. Now, if the Bucks wind up being better than Philadelphia, I wouldn't be, like, floored by that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be floored if they're better than the Pacers either, but...
Did he find himself in the same situation he was in, just with a better player?
That's what I feel like.
No, I think they're better. They're better than what... Portland was a...
I feel like they're the Portland Bucks.
Portland was a sinking ship.
Well, this ship isn't sinking. Yeah. Okay. Did he find himself in the same situation he was in, like, 6 years ago?
I hear what you guys are saying. I think they're better than
you. You think the Bucks are still title contenders?
I think they're very fringe title contenders. Very fringe.
All right.
But it's not.
You got them above your beloved 76ers?
Right now, sight unseen from the Sixers, I'd say yeah. I'd put Milwaukee out of them. Right. But it's very fringe.
I do too, for the record.
I hear what you guys are saying, though. It's not far off from Portland. It's not far off from Portland.
I got them fifth right now, honestly.
Milwaukee. Fourth.
Indiana.
Okay, yeah, I think that's where. Wait, who's third?
Philly. I'll give Philly that. They're not gonna go deep into the playoffs. I don't think they'll make the finals or anything like that. But as far as, I mean, regular season and all that stuff, like, I think they'll be higher and all that.
Mm.
Is this all on? Here we go again. What is it? WIP. What is it?
I think it's
WIP.
Is this all on Maxi? Is it on Maxi? Because is it on Maxi and Paul George? Like, does Joel still hold the weight? Is it how? What's the Philadelphia 76ers story?
It's all on Paul George.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
It's all on Paul George.
Because I think you expect Embiid to be Embiid. You expect Maxi to be the same. You're looking for Paul George to elevate this team.
Yeah, they need someone else. Their biggest issue, too, like the last few seasons or whatever, if they've been two guys, and hopefully Tobias shows up today, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they need something else.
Tobias is 17 tonight. It was kind of crazy. Like it did, it felt like a Willie Cauley Stein 8 rebounds a night. Or he'd get 16 one game and zero the next.
I genuinely don't remember. What team is Tobias on?
Pistons. Clipper?
Oh, Pistons. That's right.
Yeah. Well, prepare for me to ask that question 20 more times this year.
I think you got 2 years, $50
million. He did. Yeah, I remember. He got paid. Yeah, he got paid.
He got a bag.
Throw him out there with Chandler Parsons.
It's funny. Oh, wow. Ooh. Big moment for Kenny Caraway coming up.
I went to
click on this article and the first thing I see, this is on Hoops Hype.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Simmons is a free agent in 2025.
Bill Simmons.
Bill's your boy.
Who is he under contract to? I guess Spotify. He owns his own company.
Yeah, they're under contract to Spotify.
Okay.
Kenny's going to start his own media company so he can sign Bill Simmons.
He's going to get us out of here.
Bill, you want to come to work in Sacramento? Get rid of these two. This these old yahoos. Guy I work with in this.
It's an old guy.
Who's after Trey? Okay.
Damian Radnich out here.
The one thing I appreciate about this list is they didn't put Jamal Murray in front of De'Aaron Fox. Because that would have been fighting words. By the way, we'll give some outlook on the rest of this list. Kyrie is 11th.
Mm. How'd I got 2 point guards?
Jamal is 12th. Cade Cunningham is 13th. LaMelo is 14th. James Harden is 15th.
All right, now we've gotten out of control.
Derek White at 16. And then Darius Garland. All the way down there at 7.
I'd have a problem if I was Cleveland. If it would B-Lo and JC in Cleveland, Ohio, we'd really spend a segment on this.
Jrue Holiday is 18th. DeJounte Murray, 19, and then we'll round out 20, Fred VanVleet. Just for fun, I'm going to see who's last.
Oh. Let me guess. Let me guess who's last. Jordan Poole.
No.
Okay, one more guess.
Jordan Poole? Is there a Wizards point guard on here?
Who is last?
I don't think the Wizards have a point guard on here.
Well, that would explain why they can't win games. They don't have a point guard.
I don't think they do. I got Marcus at 26.
Colin Sexton is last.
Nope.
Oh. Who is it?
Indiana.
Nimmer?
Yep.
Which is, I mean...
What do you want from me? I'm just telling
we talk,
you.
We talk about how, like...
Apparently, they don't have a point guard on here.
It's not a diss.
Scoot's 29.
Nembhard's better than Scoot right now. But once again, they're talking about what they think is going to happen at the end of next year. De'Aaron Fox, 26.6 points per game, 4.6 rebounds, 5.6 assists. If you ask me and anybody that watched them on a consistent basis, a fringe candidate for all defensive team. And you got Tyrese Haliburton ahead of him. You got Tyrese Maxey ahead of him. You got Ja Morant ahead of him. I just, come on, man. A little more respect. A little more respect. A little more respect needs to be shown. At some point, these numbers got to matter. When do the numbers matter? When does winning matter? Because I would say this. If they did this last year after Luka and the Mavs didn't make the playoffs, they wouldn't put Luka at 9. They'd have him somewhere in the top 4 or 5.
So it's funny. There is nothing negative written about De'Aaron. Obviously, he's 9. Like, he's a top 10 point guard in the league. There's nothing at all negative written about him. The one thing, and this is 100%, you can, it's one of those, you could take the sentence however you want it, right? It probably would completely depend on the tone that I read it in. The one slightly disappointing part is that this for Fox is that his improved production didn't lead to team success that many had hoped for, as the Kings went a somewhat disappointing 46-36 on the year. Again, it acknowledges his production and how well that he played last year, but that it didn't lead to team success. So maybe that was, or maybe the level of team success in which other people have hoped. I wonder if there is a list from last year. I can't imagine someone at Hoops Hype woke up and was like, you know what?
I think they did have a list. I remember talking about
Let's make a year.
They do this every year.
Yeah, they do the position rankings. If they did this, if they started this list tonight, they might put Dennis Schroeder on there.
Well,
he is going off. 26 on the night for Dennis Schroeder.
That's awesome.
As Germany is just about to take France down.
2023-2024. Let's see if I'm able to find it that way.
Yeah, securing the bag. Dennis is a top five FIBA point guard for sure. He looks phenomenal.
This isn't Hoops Hype. I found a list for, oh, that says best guards. This is funny. I'm not clicking on this.
Uh-oh.
It says the NBA's 30 best guards ranked for the 2022-2023 season. I'm not clicking the link, but I can see names. 30
is you're not clicking the link because it's Bleacher Report?
No, it's SB Nation.
Oh.
And it's this isn't what I'm looking for, but 30 is Klay Thompson, 29 is Marcus Smart, 28 is De'Aaron Fox, and 27 is Jalen Brunson.
Oh, jeez.
I'm going to see. I'm trying to find the Hoops Hype one from last year. Hoops Hype.
I feel like.
2023.
Man, I feel like I remember it. I want to say he was like 12.
Here we go. I got it. 2023, 2024. I got it. Right?
I don't think he was top 10. We'll see, though. Yeah, 23, 24.
Here we go. Luka.
God didn't even make the playoffs.
Hang on. Shea. Wait a minute. This is the same list. this is not it. No, June.
23, 24 was last year. It was last year. Yeah.
What article are we reading right now? Hold on. No, I don't think it's. No, this is a different list.
This is last year's.
This is okay. All right, dude. It's Luka. It's Shea. This is what threw me off. Jalen is three.
Wow.
Jalen Brunson is three.
So he's gone. He's top three back to back years.
Tyrese Maxey is four. Oh, this is great. This is great. Steph Curry is five.
Oh, man.
I swear to you, this isn't the same list. Tyrese is six. De'Aaron is seven.
So he didn't go on down. Who took his spot? I mean, like, who stepped in there? It was Ja, probably.
Kyrie is eight. Dame is nine. So Ja.
And where's the other person? Who's the other person?
Let me go back to our list. Ja. And
I guess nobody.
Dame jumped him. Ja went into the top, right? Because Dame was one slot above him.
Okay.
This is amazing.
I mean,
this is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, De'Aaron Fox. I mean, I just want to know what's going to matter. You know, I mean, he's putting up the numbers. This guy was top 10. In the league and scoring, that's when's it gonna matter? Like I said, you also talk about defense. I think he outside of SGA, he's the best defender out of all the guards.
What did the
PGs?
What did the write up last year say about De'Aaron? After All Star, third team All NBA, and Clutch Player of the Year, De'Aaron. All right. After All-Star, third team in All-NBA, Clutch Player of the Year, De'Aaron didn't take a step back, or won't take a step. All right, forget it, man. This is
they say he won't take
I'm
a step
out.
Back, and they gave him a step
I'm out.
Back.
I'm out. I'm tired of this. Ranking, let's see. How many times have they done this list? The 20.
It's their thing.
I guess it is. Yeah. Salute.
And I like it. It's cool.
No, it's fun conversation.
It's cool.
It's fun conversation. I mean, we're nitpicking.
Yeah. I mean, he's a top 10 point guard in the league. In a league that is, would you say, dominated by point guards? Like,
I mean,
that might be the best position, the deepest position.
If you're going to label Luka a point guard,
yeah.
And you've got him doing what he's doing. You got Shea doing what he's doing. You have the postseason that Jalen and Tyrese Maxey had. Mm-hmm. You got the emergence of Tyrese Halliburton, and you still got Steph Curry? Yeah.
It's probably the deepest position group in the league right now. And then I even think back to a guy like Darius Garland being 16.
Yeah. Darius Garland was an all-star 2 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, and he can go. He's Darius Garland can hoop. And if he's 16 on that list, I think of this guy a little bit higher than maybe you do. But Jamal Murray being at 12?
No, you know, I like
Jamal Murray has an argument to be in the top 10.
I like, absolutely. The guys in Denver are doing it right now. I like Jamal Murray. I just don't like Jamal Murray more than De'Aaron Fox.
That's fair.
I do think Jamal Murray is better than De'Aaron Fox.
That's fair.
I do not think that.
And I understand why he's where he's at. I think LaMelo could skyrocket up there. I'm a LaMelo fan. I'm a fan of his talent.
Not in Charlotte.
Oh, what happened there? It's a final in Paris. Germany wins again. I think they won by about 14. So
Dennis, yeah. Michael Jordan Schroeder went off.
This dude.
Everybody get the ball to Dennis and get the F out of the way.
That's it. Hoops Hype needs to redo that list.
Yeah, for real. Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. We were on the subject of like ranking players and I want to get to your thoughts on some teams here real quick, but mm-hmm. you mentioned this a little bit, but more as like an SGA versus De'Aaron comparison. It felt like when SGA was the top defender in the league, when he was leading the league in steals and all that, everyone was just so hyped about it. Look at what he's doing. Then when De'Aaron got that marker, it was just like nothing.
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Like, it was never brought up.
No.
That this dude was, like, not only that he led the league in steals, but that he busted his ass the second half of the season mm-hmm. to lead the league in steals. Mm-hmm. That he improved at an incredible rate on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. It was nothing. No big deal. Any other point guard in the league does what De'Aaron does, especially ones that are on this list that we were just running down. Boy, you imagine if Halliburton, Halliburton became the defensive player that De'Aaron was. My God.
And one of the
JJ things, would quit coaching just to podcast again.
Yeah. One of the things that's interesting about it is the way he gets the steals, like he's a really good on-ball defender. So you see sometimes, I always use the example of Allen Iverson led the league in steals. Allen Iverson wasn't an on-ball defender. He played passing lanes and do all this stuff. And even that gets diminished, even though it's still defense. Like, it's still, like, there's an awareness and skill to be able to play passing lanes, and you know, to the level where you're getting two and a half steals a game. But it always goes, oh, he's not really defending. He's not guarding anybody. He's just playing passing lanes. Well, that's actually defense, too. But, like, even if you want to say that's what De'Aaron Fox does well, if you're watching, if you're looking, he's an on-ball defender as well. Like and those don't result in steals all the time, but he's guarding the top guard, you know, to the point where I've said a number of times, you've agreed, you've said a number of times, hey, get somebody else in here to guard this guard so he can rest like the rest of the point guards in the league. He can mm-hmm. go hide in the corner mm-hmm. and guard Tony Allen the way everybody else does. You know what I mean? And that's just not what he does. He defends. They talk about it on the broadcast all the time. Doug Christie, you know, urging him to be a great perimeter defender and him accepting that challenge and turning into that type of defender. So I don't know why it doesn't get recognized the way SGA, you know, they'll talk to me, and rightfully so because he's a good defender in his own right, but they'll talk to me about deflections and deflection rate and all this other stuff with SGA, but you got the steals leader right here, and you don't say two words.
De'Aaron's still the key to everything working for Sacramento, right?
I believe so. He is the straw that stirs the drink. He needs to have a top 10 point guard season for this team to reach whatever goals they have. We talked a lot of the times about, you know, what the Kings' depth and all this stuff, what they could survive. I think that's probably the one thing they couldn't survive is if De'Aaron Fox like fell off a cliff and averaged 17 or something like that.
Does that change at all with DeMar here?
Maybe a little bit. Maybe a little bit. But I
can't imagine the scenario you just presented, by the way.
I can't either. That's falling off a cliff. I see his numbers going down.
That's like
I don't
Space
know.
Jam stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if he's averaging 26 again. It's probably more so around 23. And that's fine. That's cool. But if he can do that.
But why?
Just shots to go around. You know, at some point, like we want all these people to elevate their game and score and do all this other stuff. I mean, I don't think the Kings are going to average 140 points a night. Like somebody, if we think Monk is going to be 15 a night, DeRozan's going to be his 19 to 20. We want Keegan to get up to 17, 18. Sabonis still at 18, 19. Fox still at 26. I mean, do the math. At that point, they're averaging like 130 points a game.
Yeah, what's the problem with that?
Well, that's a good point, too.
Thank you. what did Malik average last year?
Wow, 15, Malik, huh?
Wow, he did.
Yeah.
All right.
And I would expect, mm-hmm. whether he's starting or not, for that to be the same.
Yeah.
I'm not asking him to be. Yeah. Now, average 18. Like I said, just at some point, there's just not enough shots for everybody to elevate their game.
The biggest... Well, certainly one of the biggest questions is probably DeMar. Because DeMar is a career 21 point per game
Didn't
score.
He average, was it 24 last year?
He averaged 24, exactly.
And when I say go down, that's where I get 19 from. Like, I could see him going down to 19.
And that's as sure as, who was the player who got $15 million? Every year,
Valanciunas.
Valanciunas. We looked at Valanciunas every year. Valanciunas was getting $15 million no matter what. DeMar DeRozan, since the 2013 season, he's 20 plus points per game. Mm. I mean, is it? You know, he had a 20.1 in there. He had a 27.9 in there, and then the last two seasons have been 24 and 24.5, respectively. He's a bucket getter.
Yeah.
Like, he scores.
Yeah.
It seems like there's a lot to figure out with the Kings offense.
One of the good things about that with DeMar is he gets points, but he has different ways of getting them, right? So, you know, maybe he doesn't get the same isolation attempts or shot attempts, but he knows how to get to the line. So last year in Chicago, maybe he's, you know, I got a game where he's taking 24 shots to get 27 points. Well, here in Sacramento, because he's able to get to the line and may have, you know, more one-on-one opportunities, he could take 16 shots and get 27 points because he's getting to the line or he's getting easier looks or something like that. So he's, like you said, he's a bucket getter. And because of that, he can find different ways to get those buckets.
Jesse asked a good question a couple of days ago, just on our little document we haven't brought to the air. We were talking about teams who's like, and this actually ties into what we were talking about just a few minutes ago with Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Teams whose windows are opening and teams whose windows are closing. Now, we'll start with Sacramento. Sacramento's window's obviously open.
Mm-hmm.
It's just probably not as wide open as other teams are.
Right.
And that's the tough part, where your window is opening and it really depends on who you are as to if you believe the window is inching like up or closing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It probably depends on who you are. Will Z right now thinks the window's inching up. Mm-hmm. But as he spends more time in the national media at SI, he's probably going to slam that thing shut like the rest of them do. But we're a ways. We're not there with Will Z yet. Like, Will's still with us. He hasn't morphed into a national media guy yet, despite his recent accolades. But the Kings' window is open. It just might not be as wide open as Oklahoma City's. And people think Oklahoma City's not only is wide open, but is continuing to open even further. And they did a great job this offseason of, you know, pushing that thing up a little bit more and keeping it moving.
Mm-hmm.
You bring Denver into the conversation, and I think people have Denver's window going down.
Yeah.
That thing is not slammed shut, just inching down a little bit.
It's close. It's close to slamming shut.
You think?
It's close. I'm not saying it this year.
The Clippers window is.
Oh yeah, well that thing put a lock on it.
Okay, that's not Denver.
No, but Denver, but the Clippers window's closed. Denver's is closing, and I think unless something drastic
fast?
Happens, at a regular pace. It's 3 years. It's been 3 years of championship potential for them, and then and you could really say. Maybe it was 4 or 5 years, and mm-hmm. you know injuries yeah. played a role into yeah. it, or something like that. But it's closing. It's got the last little breath of fresh air, and then at the end of this year, it's probably going to do one of those.
Jokic is 30 in February, and they've lost a lot. Not a lot. They lost a lot of impactful depth players the last couple of years too.
Yeah,
their key is going to be whether these guys that they're relying on or hope would take a would elevate. If it actually happens, they're young guys. You know, I'm talking about the Christian Browns.
Yeah, but what does elevation look like for him?
To be Bruce Brown, you know, to be that, and they had another guy. I got to pull up the roster. I forgot the rookie they had last year, who they thought could be the replacement. Where's my man's name?
Was it Watson?
It was Watson. Peyton Watson. Peyton Watson. They thought he could, you know, be that type of player. And they just, whether they weren't ready or it'll never happen, I don't know. But if those two don't elevate their games, I think it'll slam shut.
They just paid Jamal Murray, right?
I always forget. I thought they did, but was it him asking or saying he wanted an extension?
I don't remember.
Because that's what I thought they paid him too, and then I think we were here, and they're like, "No, yeah, they ain't been paid."
I don't say if you want to kind of jumpstart this window or whatever, open it a little bit, might have to move some things around. I don't know how long.
You're saying trade Jamal Murray?
I'm saying I don't know how long Jokic and Murray is gonna.
The best I can see, he hasn't signed a contract extension.
The move is to try and move Michael Porter. I think.
Mm. Good point too.
He makes a lot of money, and he's at a position where maybe what you can get back. Could be a little bit more versatile than him right now. Right now, he's just a catch and shoot guy. And if his shot is on, they're deadly. If not, it's not really helping that much.
Yeah, I agree with you. Right, I didn't even think about Porter. You look at Porter first
because he's making a lot of money.
Yeah,
making a lot of money.
According
Murray,
according to Winhurst. They've offered him a 4-year, $209 million contract. He just hasn't signed it. He hasn't accepted it. Is he on the national team?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'll get you after the Olympics, bro. I don't know.
Maybe D'Lon Casey are onto something.
He's owed 36 next year. Well, again, there's multiple reports that say... The Nuggets have offered him a 4-year, $209 million contract. He just hasn't signed it or accepted it. I don't know that they can offer him more than that. That's a max contract, isn't it?
Is he in the same situation as like Fox, like trying to get an All-NBA?
He might be. He got 1 year, though. Like Fox has two. Mm-hmm. He had like this year is the last year of his deal. Mm-hmm. I don't think Denver wants. I don't think Denver wants that. And if I'm Jamal, I wouldn't want to play out this entire year. I don't know. I don't think it's kind of superstars delay extensions. I'm trying to get the exact quote from Winhurst. This is actually just a Reddit post with that one Winhurst quote in it.
Oh, Jalen, you know, rumors are out there. Jalen Cowherd says Jokic the sack is what he's hearing.
Well, no. Jalen Cowherd, indeed.
Brandon Ayuk still doesn't sign.
Who signs first, Jamal Murray or Brandon Ayuk? By agreeing now, it avoids the risk of Murray becoming an unrestricted free agent. I'm trying to look to see what the potential contract is if he plays out his last year, and I can't find it. Partly because I'm doing a radio show and I'm trying not to let it fall silent for the next. Why?
He I think he's.
Yeah, I
think he's just trying to gamble on himself a little bit. And
but like, what's the, what I'm trying to figure out? What's the number though?
The number,
like what, like made. is it a gamble for $60 million more dollars, $70 million more dollars?
Isn't that usually like I don't know, but isn't that usually like about 20 to 40 million more?
Murray,
because what was the situation with Jaylen Brown? What was the difference there? I mean, that was more of like the totality of the contract, wasn't it? Like 120 million more he made because of that.
Yeah, I think so.
So. Jalen's never been anything. Mm. This 1 year, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think one all in, like, he has no.
You mean Jamal?
Jamal, that's a Jalen. Yeah. Jamal Murray, yeah, he doesn't have anything. This year wouldn't matter. The reason he can't find it is because it doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. I think the maximum amount of money they could offer him is the 4 years, $209 million. Hmm. Maybe he can get a fifth year if he hits if he lets it go to free agency.
Yeah, if that's the case, I don't know what he's doing. Like, if he can't make any more money anywhere, like, I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe they could offer him a fifth year, because if he signs a contract now, he has 5 years. Hmm. Maybe his thinking is, I don't know.
Yeah, they use the year that's already there as the fifth year. And he says, no, let's get a whole new fifth year.
Yeah. Mm. Second apron, buddy.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.